Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm not sure if this is a bad thing or a good thing, it's definitely a funny thing, but this list was incredibly hard to get down to just 10 games. It turns out plenty of devs think it's absolutely hilarious to award you achievements for being crap at their games. Whether you're a rage quitter, struggling with competitive multiplayer, or just swapping the difficulty to easy after dying a bunch of times, video game developers have come up with a whole host of trophies and achievements that'll kick you when you're already very much down. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 game achievements that mocked you for playing badly. Number 10, Need Glasses, Bourne Conspiracy. Jason Bourne is a household name in the action hero world, and very much not someone you'd want to be on the wrong side of, although that probably depends on who's controlling him. In 2008, High Moon Studios released Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Conspiracy, a game based on the film version of The Bourne Identity that lets you be Matt Damon. Except your protagonist doesn't look at all like Matt Damon because the actor found the shooter to be too violent. In any case, there you are, decidedly not Matt Damon, but still taking on levels littered with bad dudes as a highly trained assassin. If you accidentally roleplay as a James Bourne who may need to brush up on his CIA training, however, you may earn yourself the Need Glasses achievement. This one is awarded to players who finish a mission with an accuracy score of 10% or less. To finish the mission, you do actually have to kill the targets within it, so you must have been pulling off a ton of warning shots to get this one. Either that or you're just really bad, and the game wants you to know it. Number 9, F in Chemistry, Payday 2. Overkill's Payday 2 has a ton of tricky bits, working as a team, robbing a bank, executing stealth properly. Making drugs in the game, though, not one of the tricky bits. The rat's job has you metaphorically taking off your pants for your best Walter White impression and cooking up some meth to trade for cash. First up, you'll need to find all three ingredients throughout the map, which is generally not difficult. Then put each ingredient in the right order. That could well be a tough puzzle, except for the fact that you're told exactly when to put each ingredient in, and literally all you have to do is listen. If you decide to go rogue from listening, however, you'll explode the lab and earn yourself the F in Chemistry achievement. Earn may not be the right word to use there. Number 8. Toroko Wins, Cave Story. Monty Python and the Holy Grail taught us not to underestimate rabbits, and if you earned yourself the Toroko Wins achievement in Cave Story, you're probably on board with that. Cave Story is a charming little adventure from 2004, and while there are plenty of foes to take on, some easier than others, one of the weakest is Toroko, a rabbit-esque creature called a Mimiga. Toroko comes at you with a stick early in the game, but she only does one damage per attack, so chances are good you'll get a hit in before she depletes your health bar. If somehow the little bunny manages to overwhelm you though, you'll end up with the Toroko Wins achievement, most likely alongside a severe sense of embarrassment and the need to search how to remove the achievement from your public profile. Dying sucks, but the picture of Toroko with her stick and the achievement pop-up is pretty damn cute. Number 7. Not That Super, Superman Returns. Superman is a symbol of strength, justice, and morality, so it stands to reason he's not so big on cheating, and apparently neither were the developers of Superman Returns. If you were finding EA's 2006 game Superman Returns to be way too tricky, you may have decided to reach for a trusty cheat code. If you do decide to enter a button combo that hands you infinite stamina, infinite health, every move in the game, or every costume though, you'll get an achievement called Not That Super, worth a whopping 0 points to your gamer score, and a graphic of Superman that shows you he's not angry, he's just disappointed. Number 6. Afraid, Fear. To get the Superman Returns achievement, you had to actually be a cheater, but don't worry, this one will pop just because you suck. enter the aptly named Afraid Achievement from Fear. Much like the Bourne Conspiracy Chief, you actually have to be next level bad to get this one organically. I don't want to say you deserve to be mocked if you get it, but, well, the only way to grab it is to finish a multiplayer game with a negative score. That basically means you need to spawn into a match, kill yourself more than once, and go AFK until time runs out, or become a sponge for everybody else's bullets. In a move that's unlikely to surprise you, Afraid is a 0-point achievement, but if you're trying to get 100% of the achievements, you go ahead and cower in a corner, my friend. Number 5, Blind and Lollicoaster, Blitz the League. Sports games are absolutely not beating around the bush when it comes to the achievements they'll give you for being bad at them, which I take as a personal slight because I'm playing them because I'm bad at real world sports. NBA Ballers Chosen One has an achievement called Loser, which you get for, well, losing a ton. MLB 15 The Show pops one called Bruh for players who give up a home run to the first batter of the game. And Tiger Woods PGA Tour 09 grants you with an achievement called Lost the Plot for exceeding the shot limit on a single hole. In terms of pure callous mockery though, we've got to give it to Blitz the League. If you pull off losing the very first game of your career, you'll pop an achievement called Weak Sauce, and if you manage to lose a game by more than 24 points, you'll get one called Oh Really? I think it's the sassy tone that makes these achievements next level mocking, exemplified nowhere more effectively than the Blind achievement, which you can get by throwing 5 interceptions, or Lollicoaster, which you'll earn through fumbling 5 times in one game. I'm not sure anyone has actually said Lollicoaster since 2005 when the game came out, but I think we can give it a pass for the sass alone. Number 4, 20 straight losses in DOA Online, Dead or Alive 4. This one doesn't have a cute sarcastic name, but it does what it says on the tin. As you can probably imagine, you get this one by losing 20 times in Dead or Alive Online. Unless you're really trying to lose, there's a good chance you'll win at least one match in a series of 20. Even a seasoned button masher is likely to pull one out of the bag at some point in a series of random matchups. But if you can't, this achievement is all yours. And since it doesn't have a sly catty name, anyone who checks up on you will know exactly how unskilled you are at Dead or Alive 4. It's alright, there are other games. Again, unsurprisingly, these achievements won't net you any points at all. In case you're looking for a warning that things are headed south, there are also achievements for 5 straight losses and 10 straight losses to let you know that you're on the way to the big 2-0. Number 3, Blowin' It, Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock. Guitar Hero certainly isn't everybody's game, and for the less rhythmically inclined, the devs made sure there'd be plenty of achievements to earn to make you feel like even more of a failure. As if the booing from the crowd wasn't enough, Guitar Hero 3 had achievements for noping out on boss fights and failing a song once you passed 90% completion. But perhaps the harshest mocking achievement is Blowin' It. You can gain this one by failing any song 10 times. It's also a secret achievement, so I'm sure popping that one is gonna make you feel good when you're already tearing your hair out trying your best to be a legendary rock star. Or, you know, just trying to scrape through to the end of the song. Number 2, Tactical Genius, Ghost Recon Wildlands. Ubisoft's Ghost Recon Wildlands offers up a ton of different weapons and tools that you can use to complete missions. There's a lot to come to terms with, so it's understandable you may not be across your entire arsenal completely. In what can probably be described as a big oopsie, the hilariously named achievement Tactical Genius can be attained by deploying your flash drone, how shall we say, improperly. The flash drone is supposed to be a handy tool that sends out a blinding light to stun your enemies. When it won't do that is if you accidentally deploy it on yourself, blinding yourself and your crew in the process, and causing the tongue-in-cheek Tactical Genius achievement to pop. This one may be embarrassing to have on your profile, but if you happen to be playing with your mates at the time, I think they already got the message. Number 1, Our Little Secret, Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands. Let's be honest, I think we've all at one point or another decided to lower the difficulty after battling it out in one particular section and getting absolutely nowhere. Now, usually when you do this, you can just lower the difficulty and go on with your life and nothing will happen. Well, here comes Ubisoft with another achievement to make sure you wouldn't get away with it. The Our Little Secret achievement pops in the 2010 action adventure as soon as you lower the difficulty. No matter what the reason, this one is coming for your pride and your public trophy list. It's also a secret, so there's no way to know to avoid it until you've got it. To add insult to injury, the cheeky achievement text reads, "Don't worry, we won't tell if you don't." Sure, Ubi. Ironically, the only way you'd never get this achievement is if you started the game on easy. So maybe know your limits is the message here? I don't know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.